it say about the team to bounce back like you did after a loss the week before?
Yeah, it's obviously very pleasing to bounce back and play four quarters of consistent footy, which we haven't done for a long time now. And I think that was the most pleasing thing to come, after a loss, be able to bounce back so quickly, have a good week on the track, and then put in a good consistent four quarter effort.
Is it important to just go out and smash teams when you're playing well? Is that an important thing to do, you think?
Well, yeah, we talked about it probably about at about half time when we had a bit of a lead, that we had to be ruthless and keep going with that and make it a consistent game, and I think we did that pretty well. But yeah, obviously, we're gonna look to build on that and keep that consistent.
What about this week? Obviously, it's a tough ground to win at. It's called the House of Pain. I mean, it's gonna be hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously one of the hardest trips in footy is playing West Coast over in Perth, so we're really looking forward to the challenge, and we're going to have a great week on the track and get over there and give it our best shot.
Is that key sort of to go over there with really looking forward to it rather than being a bit kind of intimidated by their record and whatnot?
Yeah, well, I think we can take a lot of confidence out of the weekend and roll that into this game. So, as I said, it's going to be a big challenge for us, but we're really looking forward to that.
Just a sort of challenge that if you can overcome it, you can sort of stand yourself as a real force.
Yeah, I think so. If we can beat West Coast over there, as I said, it's going to be very tough. But if we can, we can take a lot of confidence for that going into the season. But our focus this week is purely on West Coast and what we can do to overcome them.
Is it, as Rennie said, obviously winning in Melbourne any time is great, having to win a final at the G last year, but is West Coast in Perth as tough as they come?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's right up there with one of the toughest in footy, is and Freo as well. They're playing really well over there. So, going over to Perth, definitely right up there.
So what will this game say about you, win, lose or draw? What will it say about you?
Well, I think if we can be consistent like we were on the weekend, we'll be around the mark and getting the result we want. But that's going to be the key, is being consistent and playing good footy for four quarters. Otherwise, West Coast are a good side and, we won't beat them.
Matty, Mick Stevens said on the weekend on radio that he thought you guys should push for top four and challenge for a flag. Do you listen to stuff like that, or is it hard not to hear comments like that?
No, we can't control anything that's said outside of the club. All we can do is control what goes on in here, and that's training hard and holding each other accountable to what we want to do. And I think if you do all those things, then the results are going to look after themselves. So we're not really focused on any of that. It's just, more about the process.
And Chad Wingard, he obviously missed last week. Do you reckon he'll be right?
Yeah, we're expecting him to be all right this week. So looking forward to getting Chaddy back in the team. It's going to be tough for spots.
How important is he in the team, obviously?
Chaddy?
Yeah. For a game, obviously, against Brisbane, maybe you're going to beat him anyway. But for a game like this?
No, obviously, we'd love to have Chad Wingard back in the team. He's won our best and fairest last year and played some really consistent footy. So, it's going to be good for the team.
When you look at the depth around the club, like you won by 100 points on the weekend, you've got Wingard's come back in, your reserves won by 150. Is it as good as it's ever been in your time here?
Yeah, in my time here, probably. The depth is as good as it's ever been. We probably struggled to have a bit of that depth over the last few years, but now we're really building something. And looking at the Maggies result over the weekend was really good too. And there's blokes pushing for spots, and it just holds everyone accountable to their spot.
So what does that do for the guys who are in the team too?
Well, you've got to be doing all the little things, the right things the whole time. If you slip up, there's a whole group of blokes that are ready to step straight in. So it's only good for the club.
As players, you look forward to a challenge
like
this week?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great challenge for us. And I think we can take a lot from what we did on the weekend across and hopefully give it our best shot.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
Shadow.
Thanks. Great stuff.
Used to hate the Magpies. Remember that.
Love
it. He was always a Maggie fan.
When you wore the Eagles jumper, they didn't like him so much.
Yeah, maybe not.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, you got your. I'll grab my fob. Hey, buddy, I might just ask you two questions about Finny. Just so the website by it's got something. So, Finney. Suggestion is that he's talking to the club and there's signs are in the right direction. What do the boys make of that?
Yeah, obviously, boys love Finney and love to have him around the club. He's a great bloke to have around the club. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the talks and that sort of thing. But, yeah, as a playing group, we'd love to have him back.
Fantastic. Thanks, Brody. That's all we need, mate. Good on you, legend.
Right
now, perfect, mate. Perfect. I mean, it's always tricky when they're trying to lead you into, like Capella's trying to lead you into saying this season, this game will set us up for the season, this game will, or if we win, it'll announce us as having arrived. Yeah. That's what he's trying to get you to say, but you avoided that beautifully. Good work, buddy.